In a moment, we're going to be talking about some changes that Uber has made to its rules, this in regard to younger users of its service. I think that's going to cause quite a lot of debate and discussion. And I'm very much looking forward to that. That conversation, as I said, coming up shortly. The other thing that is making news, and I had no idea this was a thing, but apparently in the UK, and campaigners are furious about this, in the UK and in the European Union, there is an age limit on using WhatsApp. They've just now lowered the age limit to 13, and campaigners are saying this is going to bring young people into all sorts of potential peril on the internet. As far as I know, we have no age limit on WhatsApp here. But if there is some kind of restriction on using WhatsApp and something related to age, just update me on that. I was never aware that there was such a limit on that. They're making changes in the UK and the EU, which obviously suggests that they had a limit there before. So call me on that if you know something about it. It's 11 minutes to 4.
702. John is on Twitter at John Perlman.
But let's turn to Uber now. A good piece in Business Day. I'll remind you of the author in a moment, but not before I've welcomed our guest. First of all, the story. Uber has lowered the age at which people can access its platform, now opening it up to teenagers under 18 years to use the service, but there is parental supervision involved. Kagiso Gaule is general manager for Uber in sub-Saharan Africa and is with us here on 702 Drive. A very good afternoon to you and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, John, and to your listeners as well.
So do tell us, Before we talk about why there's now Uber Teen and what it's meant to achieve, why was there a restriction in the first place?
So, John, just to clarify, you still need to be 18 and older to have an Uber account.
Okay.
What we've introduced is a sub-account under the main account holder so that guardians or parents, etc., can create an account that makes it easier for their teenager who's 13 to 17 years old, to be able to take Uber rides. And what we've done there, it's basically an evolution of our family profile. So with the family profiles, you can add, your grandmother, a relative that stays with you, and they're able to take trips on your profile.
Right.
Now we've extended that ability and added additional control for you to be able to add teens onto that. So just to be clear, we didn't change the 18 to 13 and call it a day. This is actually a special profile under the account of a main account holder.
Thank you for that clarification. Let's talk then about how this would work. So I'm 17 and I'm a sub-account holder on, I have that option of being a participant on an account that is owned and linked to somebody who is an adult. Are there any conditions to that? I mean, for example, the guardian, the holder of the account, be able to, even if I don't enable it, access details of where I'm going and if I've got there?
Spot on. So maybe let me talk through the process. So the process always starts with the main account holder, the guardian.
Right.
So the guardian starts the teen's onboarding. And then once they're done and have given permission for the teen to be able to create this account under theirs, the teen creates their own account. And as part of the safety proposition that actually enabled us to even explore this category, one, we only allow highly rated and experienced drivers to drive teens. And we've also added specific safety protocols. And throughout this whole process, the guardian gets pop-ups about what the teen is doing. They can even cancel a trip that's requested by the teen and disable even that ability to request at any given time. So the control is always in the guardian's hands, whether it's a monthly spend limit, be notified about the spend, how much spend has been reached at any point in time. We've given those controls to the guardian. And when it comes to safety, there's three features that we've actually made mandatory for any teen traveling. So the first one is PIN verification. This is something I use myself. An Uber trip cannot start unless that PIN is entered. So this is required for every teen taking the trip. Secondly is audio recording. I remember, John, talking to you when we were launching this a while back. It's been phenomenal. The reception, I think we have almost 250,000 users that have already enabled this in South Africa. But now that means the trip has been recorded. It's been safely encrypted. It's always on for that trip. And the last one is Guardian trip tracking. So as a Guardian, you can follow the trip in real time. You're able to even call the driver and contact the driver as well. So we've put all these controls and power to the parent who is responsible for this team and this account.
So given the kind of complexity of domestic arrangements, I'm not suggesting it's widespread or anything like that, but families are made up in all sorts of different ways, and maybe there's a young family member who's come to Joburg because there's an opportunity at a particular school, and they're staying in a home with an aunt and perhaps that's aunt's cousin. You know what I mean? It's not the straightforward set of family arrangements. How flexible is this? Because, for example, if Uncle Dave isn't around, can you migrate that kid to Aunt Lerato? Or do you have to be registered as a user in some way with Uber, as a sub-user? I'm struggling for the right term. But do you, as a person under 18, do you have to be located on the account of a specific account holder, or can you move around?
So you're always linked to one account.
Okay.
And, you know, given the power of the platform, you know, I as a parent can be in traveling for work in the UK. But if my teen wants to go and travel, I'm able to see all this in real time.
Right.
So it does not limit the functionality and the capabilities or even the control and visibility that you have as a guardian. So it really brings freedom back to the teenagers. I don't know if you've ever been picked up late from school, you know. I wish this was available, when I was in high school. But that freedom and to be able to actually go from, finishing up a hockey match,
yes.
to be able to quickly get a ride home, it's actually phenomenal. I'm in a parents group at my son's school, and already I saw today, because we went live yesterday with this feature, I saw a parent already notifying the school that, hey, I'm about to call the Uber. Please allow my son to be able to depart. So it's really making a difference. There's a lot of households right now that have only have one car as well. You know, we downgrading, we optimizing. So sometimes when the car needs to go to another place, life still goes on.
Yeah.
And this is one way that we're looking to, you know, make life a lot easier and help movement of teams. But again, from this product was only made possible through the constant innovation that we've made on our safety toolkit, which is really industry leading at this point.
Thanks so much, Kagiso Gaule, General Manager, Uber Sub-Saharan Africa. So if you have young people in your lives and you have these problems that you want them to be safe, you don't want to have them waiting in places, being picked up at school late, yeah, knew a fair bit about that, but this was in the days, never mind, there wasn't Uber, there were not cell phones, so this is over a long timeline. But back to the main point, I mean, what do you think about this? I would not at this minute be a consumer of this particular service. I imagine I'll be in that space in a number of years when my grandchildren get a little bit older, and they're kind of logistical issues that need to be resolved. But as a parent, as a guardian, instinctively, how does this sound to you? Does it make sense? Is this going to make your life easy? And crucially, what are some of the questions, Mr. Gaule's assurances around safety? Notwithstanding, what for you are the potential gaps and loopholes that you'd want to hear are being filled, or at the very least addressed and looked at? 702, you can get us on 011-883-0702 and 072-702-1702.